Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Feiner, and today we will be studying Sefer Eicha, Perek Beis, the second Perek. Let's begin. Begins again with the same word, Eicha. How could it be? Now we're going to go into more descriptive destruction terms. Eicha Ya'iv Ba'apo Hashem Es Basion Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz Tiferes Yisrael Lo zachar hadom raglav biyom apo. Eicha, ya'iv ba'apo. He has ya'iv. We have ya'iv. Rashi says is ya'apil, made dark, milashon avim. Avim are clouds. How did, in his anger, did he cloud Bas Tzion, the daughter of Tzion? Again, we met three women in the last perek. Now she's the daughter of Tzion. Always the pain of women is the pain of galus. Hishlich mishamayim eretz tiferet Yisrael. From the heavens he sent to the earth the glory of Israel. We know that Klal Yisrael, we say every morning, is Oter Yisrael, B'tif Ara, that Hashem wraps us in glory, but that glory was very, as we described in the last parak as well, was really destroyed on the day that Hashem destroyed our Mikdash and made Klal Yisrael go into captivity. Lo zachar hadom raglav biyom apo, and he did not remember his footstool, Hadom Raglav, on the day that he was angry. You're going to see that Hadom Raglav is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, most Mefarshim say, but I'd like to look at the word Ya'iv, Ya'apil. He made things dark. Rashi Radak says, cloudy, but not Choshech. The Alshuch says that Hashem removed himself from the Mikdash so that it could be destroyed and we don't know any others. But we know that it says, the Pasuk says in Malachim, V'hayu einai v'libi sham kol hayom, my heart and my eyes will be there all the time. Al kein achvish einai, shehu lichbosh es ha'ashkocha v'shefa elyon milamala. Hashem conquers the providence that he has over Yerushalayim. He conquers his presence so that we can't see it clearly. It's avim, it's cloudy. We don't see Hashem's Shechina clearly ever since the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Or the Mechilta says, which is very beautiful, just another understanding, that a cloud is comforting, that even in Galus, he puts us in padding like the fuzzy wuzzy cloud. And I'd like to say that it's a cloud, and we know on cloudy days, the clouds will move on. On that day, though, Hashem destroys the Mikdash. And we're going to now talk in the next two Pesukim, describing this pain of destruction and of the enemy. However, we're going to move now to Pasuk Hey, the fifth Pasuk. Haya Hashem ka'oyev. Hashem was like an enemy. We met in the first Pasuk of Perek Aleph, in the first verse, that Jerusalem was ke'almana, like a widow. Now Hashem is like an enemy. Not really a widow, not really an enemy, but he acted like he was because it was a dimyon that Hashem is an oyev so that we would do tshuva to preserve us. Bila Yisrael, bila ko armanasel. He swallowed Yisrael. He swallowed all its towers. Shiches mivtarav. He destroyed its fortresses, Vayarev Bevasion Ta'aniya Vilaniya. And literally, Vayarev, and he fought with Bastion, with Ta'aniya and Laniya. The Mishnah Tzion says, Lashonos, languages of mourning, of Aninos Va'avelos, of absolute pain. The glory of Israel, he smashed and destroyed everything, but he really wanted to save us. Says Rav Breuer, who we quoted in last perek, the daughter of Tzion realized that it's her loving father, not the nations of the world, that this is to her. He is merciful, and yet he bent his bow like an enemy. He destroyed everything that delighted the eye, but it's all because he wanted to save me. Again, the next psukim describing the terrible destruction. We're going to move to Pasuk Tes, verse 9. Tavu ba'aret shehareah. That her gates sunk into the earth. Okay, we had in the last perek that Hayu Sha'arah Shomimim, all her gates were abandoned. Now we have her gates are sunken in. Rashi quotes the Medrash Agada that they gave kavod to the Aron and the Aron sunk away. However, we can understand it to never be found. But and nothing could touch our sha'arim, so they sunk down. So sha'arim rasheichem, the gates could come up and they could go down. David made caverns under the Beis HaMikdash that the Aron would never be found, and so too the gates went down. The Palgei Mayim on the Sefer Eicha says the sha'arim sink and don't protect them, so that sunken gates definitely represent not being safe as well. On the other hand, Ibad Vishibar Brichel is also an understanding of not being safe because we lost and we broke our locks. We don't have security anymore. The locks that could stop that could keep the gates from falling are broken, and that's because we lost our locks. The Alshulch says on the Torah, we didn't protect ourselves with Torah. We weren't learning Torah. Or Malkeah v'sareah b'gayim ein Torah. Our kings and our officers are in the Gayim, and we don't have a Torah. I would like to look at this verse a number of times from a number of the Psukim. Mitzvah Savit says, no Torah, there's no Karbanos, ki'ilu ein Torah. Ma'arikra says, ein Torah, we don't anymore have the mitzvos that we could do in Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. Or we could understand that from the days of Chaga, Zechariah, Malachi, Ein Nevuah, we don't have prophecy anymore. Ein Torah. I found in the Sifsei Chaim that says in the name of the Vilna Gaon that the Torah that we have today, we lost so much in the Chorban. There's so much we still don't understand that we understood then. And that is why we daven, Shehibana Beis HaMikdash Mehera V'Yameinu V'Sein Chalkeinu B'Sara Secha. We say this Tefillah after Shmon Esrei, after Hadlakas HaNeiros, that we want the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt and we will have a chelek in the Torah. Why? Because when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, we will have so much more Torah, much more than we ever thought we knew we had. And now we're going to be moving to the 15th Pasuk. We're just going to translate because the words are so poignant. Safku alayich kapayim ko ovri derech. All those who pass their hands, claps hands at you. Sharku ve'anu rosham. They hiss and wag their head. And they're wondering, Albas Yerushalayim, on the daughter of Yerushalayim. Hazos ha'ir, is this the city? She'yomu klilas yofi misos l'chol ha'aretz. Could this be the most beautiful, beautiful city that there was said about it, that is the most happiest, it makes the whole land happy, it is the most beautiful place in this world? How did this happen? Patsu alayim p'em kolay vayich, sharku ve'yachru shein, amru bil anu. They all said, they jeered, they hissed, they gnashed. They all said, zehayom shekivinu, this is the day we hope for. Matzanu ra'inu, we found it, we see it, this happened. We mentioned in the last parak, nobody believed they could destroy Yerushalayim, and they're seeing it and they're gleeful in it. Oh, we ask Hashem to bring their nakama very soon. Oh, how the enemies are happy, we mentioned in the 17th Pasuk. And now, in the 18th Pasuk, we mentioned how we're crying out to Hashem. How much cries we have, we keep talking about our cries. Pasuk Yutes, we're going to look at inside the 19th Pasuk. Kumi Romini Balayla, get up, cry out at night. L'Rosh Ashmuros, in the beginning of the watches, we're going to see what that means. Rosh Ashmuros is the beginning of your watches. Shivchi kamayim libech. Spill out your heart like water. Nochach b'nei Hashem, in front of Hashem. Se'i elav kapayich al nefesh olalayich ha'atufim b'rav v'rosh kochutzos. Lift up your hands to him for the soul of your children who are surrounded and wrapped in starvation in every single corner, in every courtyard. But here we are, the Rosh Hashmiros, it is the beginning of the night. Rashi says this is talking about different periods in the nighttime, but I want to talk about this statement which talks about our tefillah and how we understand our tefillah, how we understand our prayer, our davening. Kumi roni balayla, get up. Marikra says ron is lashon tzaaka, it is uplifting. It is bechi in this case, it is crying, but it can sometimes be happy cries. It's the loud cry of the voice. Shifri kamayim libech, pour out like water your heart. Alshach says, kamayim velo kishemen, like water and not like oil. Shemen stays in the bottle. Spill out your cries, nochach b'nei Hashem. Direct your crying to Hashem. All your pain should be towards Hashem, and he says also should be for Hashem. Realize that Hashem did so much to himself to preserve us. And kol ha-mispalo v'ad chavero ne'ana t'ila. If you daven for Hashem's, someone else's pain, you'll be answered. Daven for Hashem's pain. Daven for Hashem's pain. Daven for our pain. The Baal HaTurim says something very fascinating. Al dav shifri kamayim, daven by water. Shetov hu lispalel al mayim. It is good to daven by water, by bodies of water. But daven, and daven with all your heart and soul, because your children are dying of starvation. And here, in the 20th Pasuk, we get to what I find one of the most traumatic and puzzling psukim for me as a woman in this Megillah. Re'e Hashem v'habita l'mi olalta. Look, Hashem, and see, who have you treated this way? Who did you hurt? If women could eat their fruits, meaning eat their children who are still nursing, if it could be killed in Mikdash Hashem, a Kohen and Navi, I'm telling you, this is one of the hardest things for me to hear every year, and I needed to find a pshat in it. The Medrash in Eicha Rabbah says that this is referring to a woman, a child named Doeg ben Yosef. His mother would weigh him each day and give his weight to the mikdash. And in the end, she killed him and ate him. Maybe it was just him, or maybe it didn't happen to anybody else. Could it be that that happened? The Medrash Rabbah says in Eicha that Rav Humna says, so we can feel better, b'shem Rav Yosef, that it didn't happen. There was a time when they were all starving in Yerushalayim, and one woman saw that her friend's child had died. And she didn't have enough food for herself and her children, but she gave her food for herself and her children to her friend to feel better because their child died. And she gave her comfort. And the Pasuk said, it's like she killed her children because she didn't. She didn't give them their food. Made me feel a little bit better. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky says this is pshat. But it has to be that they were at a place of absolute insanity if they could do such a thing. Absolutely insane. It's insane. And how could the Mikdash have a Kohen and Navi killed inside? And we know that throughout the Mikdash they killed Kohanim when the Romans ran in. Shachvu la'aretz chutzos nar v'zalkim psuha sayu b'charai naflu b'cherev. Everyone is lying around, the maidens, the young men. Harakta b'yom ha'pecha, you killed so many. Tavachta v'lo chamalta, you slaughtered and you did not have mercy. That is Pasuk Chav Aleph, verse 21. Artscroll comments here in the name of Lechem Dima. Had the destruction come on a day other than the day of your wrath, it would have been tempered with mercy and restraint. But this is the day of your anger. As we mentioned, Tisha B'Av, the day we read Sefer Eicha, this was the day of Hashem's anger. 22. Chaf Beis Tikrak Yom Moed Megorei Megorei Saviv Lo Hayabi Yom Af Hashem Polit Besarid Asher Tipach Tavri Besa Oivi Chilam. Nobody survived the day when Hashem decided he would destroy. My enemy was able to wipe out everybody on that day that Hashem said, I'm destroying. We should hear Besuros Tovos, all of us. It's hard to read these words to you and to share them with you, because Hashem has continued to allow so many of our children to be destroyed and so much destruction throughout our history. But as we said, Hashem will comfort us, and we're waiting for that day. Hopefully, it will be very, very soon. Thank you for joining me.